Disappointment and the double in men's football from a Donegal perspective at the 2025 quarters. Pána Gaeltachta as the weekend drew to a close here in the Meath Gaeltacht. And Meath side's victorious in both deciders. And Charman doing very well against Wolfe Tones in that senior final. But Wolfe Tones, what a finale from them. They scored a whopping 2 goals and 9 points without reply to ensure victory in this game. It was Charman who were looking in command at halftime. 2-8 to 6 points ahead. The goals coming two from Pádraig O'Fagan. Into the second half, Charman continued that dominance. Darren McDade slotting home a 42nd minute penalty goal. And by the 46th minute, they'd moved 3-12 to 8 points in front. But amazingly, Charman weren't to score again this game. Wolfe Tones were all over them. Oisín Martin, the man of the match, he was instrumental. Caelan Ward, also vital from a Wolfe Tones perspective. And it was Ward and Oisín Martin who found the net in that closing quarter for vital goals, with other scores coming from the likes of Tomás O'Rahilly, Kyle O'Moran and Sean O'Fingan to ensure that they took silverware on a 2-17 to 3-12 scoreline. Earlier, there was disappointment for Naoimh Nolla, also against Meath opposition, the host club Clanwell. It finished Clanwell 2-21, Naoimh Nolla 15 points. It was Clanagail who led by just a goal at half time, 1-10 to 10 points. That goal coming late in the half. And into the second half, Naoimh Nolla doing well. The likes of Barra de Borca, Stefan O'Grifa with some excellent points in that second half. But Clanagail found the net for the second time. And despite the best efforts of Naoimh Nolla, they just couldn't do enough. Even though Clanagail finished with 14 men, they held out for victory in the end. So disappointment for both the Charman seniors and the Naoimh Nolla junior sides. Colleen Duffy for Highland Radio Sports. Again, Comorsa's Pána Gaeltachta, Fefe Kuik, Ikunde Bra Glass and Amil.